6:33 p.m. on February 25th, 2021. Order Franklin Township, the trustees, meeting. Today, says Mr. Fletch, on the board.
Sir, I'm here.
Okay.
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and the opportunities that have come our way. We ask that you be with us as we come to a meeting, that we come together as one for the bettership of the township. We thank you this day, for it's in Jesus' name we pray, and amen.
Amen. Ask Mr. Alex to do the resolution for us, please.
Sure thing, Chairman. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, thank you. Thank you, sir. Ms. Lapkins, are you available there and ready to go? I'd like to have you do the call, please.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari.
Ari.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ms. Robbins is getting an echo back on her speak of what we got with Mr. Bob today.
If there's anyone else that can mute themselves, let me go through and see if I can do that.
Okay. Well, we have a sort of motion to approve the following meeting minutes, and it says we're not reporting any, I presume, this evening. Robin, is that correct?
And that's correct, sir.
And that's correct, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, point of clarification.
Okay.
I know we haven't approved minutes or reviewed minutes in quite a while. I know we passed a motion either last meeting or meeting before that asking for the minutes to be brought up to speed and do that. I know residents need it. Like, we need to be passing this. Does anyone have an explanation why the board does not have the minutes from the fiscal office as their state constitution as full duty and the rules that we set by the board?
Mary, would you like to comment on that, please?
I have commented on it several times. The answer hasn't changed. We have absolutely no time to type those minutes. We can make them available as recordings, but there is no time. We are working full force all the time, and there's just no... we need another fiscal office assistant.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as I recall on the last meeting there, we had some of the meeting minutes done and had a minute on the website, and I think we decided to pull those off the website, if I recall correctly, and have those redone. Am I remembering all that? I don't know. So I think that was a decision we made. Can someone comment on that?
The answer is the same. There is absolutely no time available to do that. We are pressed to the limit as it is. And
okay.
As I said, I'm working 12 to 14 hours a day just to keep up and barely even doing that.
Yeah, I realize things are things. I guess what I'm wanting to do is make sure we did have those minutes done, a certain portion of them. As I recall, there was quite a few of them, over 10, I believe. Things like 10 or 15, something like that. And those were supposed to be, or were on the website. And due to the fact that they were not trustees and everything, they were, Robin, I believe, was asked to pull them off the website. Am I correct on them, on that? Robin, you recall that or you have a call? Can you make a comment on that?
Sir, based on my understanding, and the board can correct me if I'm wrong, but based on the motion that was passed, the board was not accepting the audio recordings that were placed onto the website. They were asking those to be removed and thus then replaced with typed minutes once approved by the board. The challenge is right now is we don't have typed versions for the board to approve, and that's why we're having
to... We had made the decision to pull them. I knew that, but I couldn't recall exactly what the circumstance was. So essentially what we need is we need somewhere that can get on those and get them back, is what we're saying here right now. And there was something like 13, as I recall. Am I correct on that, Robin?
Yes, sir. There were 13 audios that were available, but the board is asking, per their motion in the last meeting, for those to be written form. The board is preferring written over audio, if I'm understanding the board correctly. So if there's anything I'm misunderstanding, please correct me.
I don't think that you're misunderstanding anything. I knew we had made a change on it, but I couldn't recall the exact status of the change. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. So
that's what I was trying to do this year.
Yes.
And get an exact review on the thing. Okay. Well, Mark, let's make a note of that and get on it tomorrow and see. I don't know. The temporary lady there, I don't know how much she's doing right now or how much she's capable of doing, but let you and I talk about that tomorrow, okay? And see if we can get something moving. I'm not sure how much work she has right now, so.
Okay, we're going to stop in to discuss.
Okay, yeah, we'll stop in tomorrow and we'll check everything out. So, what'd be a good time for me to stop by tomorrow? You ladies got things to sign and so forth?
Yes, sir.
After lunch, always.
Okay.
And just recall, we tried to get the administrative assistant to type one meeting, and it took her a whole week, 5 days, and she still didn't have an appropriate order to even use it. We had to retype it.
I remember that thing. Yes,
she's not capable of typing minutes.
Let me get Mark and get with Mark and we'll discuss it tomorrow. Okay, and see if there's some other, right, but we'll try to get something that's ironed out. We definitely need to get to work.
She's very busy reading books and playing games on the computer about 75% of the time.
I would ask if there's not any conversations around personnel on your desk for executive sessions. Making comments like that are harmful and inappropriate in a general session, and I would ask that they be not moved by the fiscal office at this time.
Yeah. Okay. That is out of order, and we don't discuss our employees back and forth for sure. Okay, thank you very much. We'll look into that tomorrow, or Mr. Alex, on those, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, on Bill's resolution, I guess we need a resolution for bills and payroll, Mr. Reinhardt, if you could give us the information, I'd appreciate it.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. We have, it is all by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approved accounts payable through February 25th, 2021, in the amount of $73,154 $1,000.71 and payroll paid on 2/19/21 in the amount of $147,994.15 for a total of $221,148.86. From check number 65648 to 65759 and electronic vouchers from 127-2021 to 159-2021.
Okay, thank you. I make a motion to approve. Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Freitman. Mm-hmm. Did we have a roll call, Rob?
Yes. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Hey. Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
That's resolution 2021-034.
Okay. Righty. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to go to the police department. Just before the meeting came on, I'd already logged on, and our sheriff's deputy had rang in, and he told me that he was doing double duty tonight, and he had some reporting to do. I told him I'd go ahead and try to get him on here as soon as we can. So is the deputy available? Are you on line now?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can. Is everybody good with him?
Yep.
Okay. Well, you can go ahead with your report there, sir.
Okay. Sorry if you hear some background. I'm at my son's lacrosse practice. So, again, I am doing double duty. So, this is for January 28th to February 11th. We had 501 calls of service in this two-week period of time, which is an increase of 124 runs. That is quite an increase in 2 weeks. We had 51 reports made, an increase of 3. We had 16 arrests, and that is also an increase of 7. Out of this two-week period of time, we had 7 drug-related offenses in Jamestown Court, February 13th. We had a overdose, which was a fatal on Broad Street, on February 15th. We also had another overdose on Brownleaf on February 19th. We had 2 drug-related offenses on Alpire Road, and both of those were on February 20th. We had another fatal overdosed on Broad Street February 21st, and another overdose on Harrisburg Pike on February 24th. So again, overdoses are still on the rise. We had 1 burglary on February 15th on Wilson Road. We had 5 stolen vehicles. Those are on Broad Street, February 19th, Eastbrook, February 13th, Leesburg, February 13th, Westport, February 15th, and on Hyatt Drive, February 22nd. We have 4 recovered stolen vehicles, 1 on Westview Court, February 11th, 1 on Sullivan Avenue on February 16th, 1 on Georgesville Road, February 21st, and 1 recovered on Wilson Road on February 21st. During this two-week period of time, we also had 10 weapon-related runs, which included shots fired in the area within Franklin Township. We had 2 robberies, 1 on Franchire, February 14th, 1 on Eakin on February 20th. Also, in a two-week period of time, we had 16 thefts in Franklin Township. So, that's pretty much my report. Again, the overdoses are still on the upswing. So, carry your Narcan if you're just a bystander, or obviously if you have any drug activity, please get a hold of Franklin County Sheriff's Office or Council of Police, and we'll try to deal with it the best we can.
If I heard you correctly, there was, sounds like a little increase in auto thefts on West Broad Street there. What area?
Most of it is Havenwood, over there by the casino.
Is it? Okay. All right. Thank you. Does anyone else have any questions for the deputy right now? Okay, thank you very much. We hope that boy gets good in lacrosse. I see something good happening here.
I'll be listening in. I'll just be muted. If you have any questions, just holler at me.
Okay, good. Thanks very much.
Lieutenant, just a reminder that his report does not include all the reports you get online.
Okay. That does not. Do you recall what you got online, sir?
No, we get probably 3 or 4 reports a day online.
Yeah. Okay. Did you and the chief have a report to get right now?
Yeah, can you hear me? Can we ground?
Sir?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. Yeah, the only thing I have for the board is I was contacted by the Hart Road Block Watch, and they would like to know if we can resume the block watch at the town township hall, or if I need to look at a neighboring church as a location.
Well, I think that's something that we need to be talking about. Daniels had approached me, I don't know, about probably three weeks or so ago, as well, Keith Smith, and I told him that we weren't ready to reopen, and I don't know about the other trustees. I'm still a little bit leery of having open meetings in the town hall right now, or township hall.
I know the state hasn't removed any of those restrictions, and our space isn't big enough. I mean, we already have employees working there. I think, you know, until we fully open up everything, I think it's probably not safe for all of our employees to be having non-essential folks coming into the building at this time.
Well, that's really my thought of it, too. With the activity we have, for an example, I was in a little bit of time there yesterday, and there's another people in there right now, to tell you the truth about it. We had the auditors in, and of course, without just our folks alone, I think myself and Karen Mark, the temporary lady, and Miss Ryan Lloyd and Robin, and then I think we had Jim Stevens wandered in. And so that's a considerable amount of traffic for trying to not have that many people in there. I guess that's, I don't know, Mark, is there anything that we could do? I had half a notion to ask Mark and the guys from the auditor's office. Of course, they were meeting with Mary and Jeff, so it's a necessary thing, and I don't know exactly how to rectify anything like that, to tell you the truth about it. They got it all, so.
Right. I understand, Ralph. What I'll do is I'll pass that back on to Dennis, and the Central Baptist Church down the street has a much larger meeting room. That's a social distance.
Have you talked to the pastor lately, Keith?
Yeah, I'm sure we can work out the details, even if they have changed their night from Tuesday to a different night. But I imagine Tuesday is probably pretty open. coordinate that, and then I will shoot you guys an email, let you know.
Okay.
If you want to attend.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Are you sure that the pastor is okay with that? I mean, he's having so regular services, things of that nature. He don't have them.
Yeah, they've lifted all the restrictions. I mean, I'll meet with him and verify it.
Have him contact me. I'd like to talk to him. Haven't talked to him for a long time anyway, so. I don't know. Does the other two trustees feel comfortable with that?
Yeah, I don't think, as long as we're just not using the stuff that we're responsible for, I think any group can meet anywhere outside of that, and as long as they're following all the rules set by the state.
I concur with Trustee Alex's comments there.
No, frankly, and anyone that asks you there, Chief, make sure that we're aware, and I told Dennis the same thing, that I think a lot of credence in our block watch meetings, as you well know, and everything, and I wouldn't be trying to discourage them to come in or to do anything. But it's not the situation. I think the block watch has been very crucial in some of the positive things that we've been able to do for the township, so I certainly anything that's working, I don't want to cut or anything, so make sure that any of us that talks about it are definitely well aware of that, if you would.
I'll take care of yourself and I'll let you guys know.
Okay, I appreciate it. Is there anything else you have there, Chief?
No, sir, that's all I had to say.
All righty, thank you very much. Okay, let's move on down. Let's see, we've got the sheriff's report here. There's Chief West on the line right now.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, sir.
Okay. Got quite a bit this weekend, or this time. First off, Baden Chandler put in a resignation. And his last day is 3-4, so I just want the board to know about that. We went ahead and hired a couple more guys, well, not officially yet, but we had interviews to replace the two openings we got. And I like that board for resolutions for these two new hires.
Okay.
The first person's Michael Carl, and he'll be hired in at Firefighter 1 level, and the start date is March 2nd.
All right, sir.
I'll make a motion to accept that resolution.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get the other gentleman there, and we'll get a moment at the end. Is that Brady?
Yeah, I need a resolution to hire Brady Dill, Firefighter 1, effective March 4th.
March 4th. Let's go ahead and get those resolutions done now. For the resignation of, is that Baden Chandler?
Yeah, I believe we just need a motion for that. There's no resolution needed.
No resolution. Okay. There's a motion to accept his resignation.
Three, four.
Yep. I'll second that. Thank you. Have a roll call, please.
Ralph?
Yes. John? Yes. Ari? Yes. Okay, the next one will be Michael Carl. And he would be hired as a level 1, effective 3-2. Could I have a motion for that, please? I need a resolution for these things.
That's a motion. That's a resolution, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Resolution. Could I have a second for that, please?
I will second that.
Thank you. So does that roll call, Robin?
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you. That's resolution 2021-035 to hire Michael Carl.
Thank you.
Okay. Next resolution would be to hire Brody Deal. Is that correct? D-R-L-L-E.
Yes.
Effective 3/4/21.
I would second that.
Okay. Thank you. Could we have a roll call, Robin?
Ralph?
Yes, yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
That's resolution 2021-036 to hire Brody Dill.
Thank you, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys very much. D would be resolution to...
I don't need any more resolution. The rest of this discussion.
Okay. Apparently you've got some discussion on the engine 192 then, is that correct?
Correct, yeah. I'll bring the board. I don't have the quotes just yet of the resolution drawn up. 192, you'll know about the code of back to manufacturer getting some paint defects taken care of. I asked him to give me a price quote on a few items. I'm still waiting on that. But one of them is for the breakaway step for the guys to get in and out. Right now, it's about a 2-foot step up each time. And that's a little higher than normal. So we're asking for a quote on some breakaway steps so we can get in the truck that we're using. I'll come to that next meeting.
Okay.
You guys have any about that? Okay. Yeah, the second thing I got is the Village of Valley View delinquencies. I don't know what to do with this. They've always been a really slow payer. I've sent them 2 instances, and they just don't pay. And there's nothing in the contract saying what happens if they don't. We're still spending money. We're still doing inspections and investigations up there. We're still checking our hydrants every Sunday. What does the board want me to do with it?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. If everyone, I know Jim Stevens had not gotten paid for the leave removal from last year. I don't know. I need to check on that. Robin, did you know if that check had come in yet?
No, sir, it has not.
Don't report the fairness darn thing. So, and really further notice and with approval of the board there, I say we don't do anything else for them without they got cash in hand. They've been not what I would consider a very good partner since I've been here, the 5 years I've been here. And then they've done a lot of other things. They fought against the fire levies. They've done this. They've done that. And to be honest with you, and I know this for it to be a fact, that John Freshman has done a lot of favors to them, making recommendations for getting them auto repairs. He's doing this, done that, talked to some vendors for them. So he has been a good partner with them. Also, I have done things for them. I have asked things such as trimming the alleys, brush trimmers, and cleaned up potholes, and doing all these things. We've done a lot of work for those folks that we've never even built for. So, I'll start getting those bills gathered up, and I will look into them. I will absolutely look into them. They're supposed to leak, and I'm going to tell them if I don't get these bills cleared up, then I'm going to take them and turn them over to small claims court is what I'm going to do.
Fired by statute, so they're breaking statute by not providing fire protection.
They are.
Yep. Chairman.
Yep. So you then, I'll go over your, situation with you there, and see what all the violations that they have, and that certainly is. A state violation, them not supposedly having fire protection and do not have it, being served, that's for sure. So, let's get the stuff started gathering up and everything. Let's get to work on it. I'll get with Mark and we'll get it cleaned up then. Okay?
Chairman,
sounds good. Did you
ask? I have a comment. This is Robin.
Yeah.
I was looking in our accounting records real quickly to show when we had a revenue from Valley View the last time, and we had a payment from Valley View in March of 2020 to cover the fire agreement for 2019.
We're a year behind on that payment.
Yeah, so far they owe us for 2020 and 2021. Single payment.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, is there anything that we should maybe take and talk with the prosecutor's office and see if there's something there in which we would be able to take any actions? I believe there's several actions that can be taken. As long as them being a village, they have to be able to provide two things. One, they have to be able to provide fire, and the other is police.
Well, we'll get into it and see exactly what all they do have. I think my intent would be to do this is probably the first thing is to get all the information together, bomb them, have myself or Mark one, get a letter off to them, and say if they're not cleared up in a certain amount of time that we're going to take action to recover the losses.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, we'll talk about that, Mark. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Mark. I reached out to the county prosecutor's office earlier this month just with a copy of the invoice and asked for some guidance, and I've not heard back from them yet. So
prosecutor's office
has reached out to them again today, telling them that. So I just wait me hear back.
Okay, Mark, just a suggestion. You talk. Just a suggestion.
Hopefully, we'll hear something
from
them soon.
Yeah. So you talk to Pete. Literally daily, so just run that by him real quick, too, okay?
I'll mention it to him, too.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay. Okay, Keith, let's see what have we got. Yeah, okay, I see. We've got another deal here.
Yeah, I got a few more things. I'm looking into purchasing mattresses, too, but the guys right now are sleeping on mattresses. I mean, they were good mattresses 10 years ago, but it's been over 10 years since we bought new ones, and it's just time to get those replaced. They're getting bogged down quite a bit. So next meeting, I'll come at you with some quotes for some new mattresses.
Okay. That's a suggestion to you. I made a trip, and I made a purchase, actually, from that. What's the name of that discount mattress place out there on West Broad? Yes, but Big Lots there, you know.
Right now we're getting hotel quality quotes from the original mattress factory, which is where we bought these from, and they've been good mattresses this whole time, and I would recommend sticking with it. They're not that expensive. They're good quality.
Well, for price, just stick with them. But anyway, we apparently, they had evidently made a donation to us. Did we get a donation to them?
Date on that again, through what?
April 30th, 2021.
Okay, Ralph.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
John.
Yes.
Ari.
Yes.
Thank you.
One last thing, Scott. You've been busy, haven't you?
Well, I would have missed last meeting.
Okay.
Okay, can you hear me all right? My phone rang in.
Yeah.
Okay. The last thing I got is I need a vendor that does emergency tire repair. First the fiscal office, and they pretty much gave me about 20 different answers or questions back. I need this vendor, and they're a reputable vendor. They're off Mound Street, and I don't know where to go with this. Like, I got a credit application needs filled out, and I don't know what to do. It would benefit the record.
need to make and move on it. If this is a vendor that you feel that we need and then we can do work with, then we just make a resolution and bring it before the board. We could do it today.
Yeah. I think we just want to forward it together. Let's get a gainful credit report to fill out. Is that the our vendor down by the old stadium there?
No, it's R&R Tire Repair, I believe, or Tire Service. I'm trying to pull it up now on the computer.
Well, I think he's the same one that I use down there, and he's a really good vendor. So I'd say definitely go with him. That's got to be him. That's the only one that's down in the area. He's on the north side of Mountain Street, right down by the old Cooper Stadium is where he's at.
I believe that's it. And what he'll do, right now, if we get a flat tire in one of our big fire trucks, we got to have the truck towed back to the firehouse, wait for the weekday to come, and then tow it back to Goodyear to have them fix it. This company, but we would call them up, they would go right to where the truck is broke down at, they would replace the tire right there, and it's, you know, there's a little electric, but it's pretty comparable to what Goodyear were charging. We wouldn't have to pay two tow charges.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd definitely say that my experience with them, I used them for a long time. They were a real good vendor. So I get the credit app and Mark, if we can get a hold of it, maybe Mark can get it spelled out or Ms. Reinhardt can get it spelled out tomorrow and we'll get it out to him, okay?
Okay, I'll get you guys right through that.
Okay. Okay, well, just for you, one other thing. Now, I'm trying to get that close to getting our agreement, you know, get our conversation and so forth completed on that. I'd like to see if we possibly can. I think we had a very good meeting there yesterday. I think we had a good idea of what we need to do, and I don't see it's going to be an enormous amount of things and so forth going to have to change that type of thing. So what I'd like to do is get a little special meeting set up next week so the trustees can get a vote, you know, to go through the new contract. So I was thinking, if we could get something like maybe next Thursday afternoon or something like that, and that would give us a chance maybe to get around
everything. Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I don't know if, you know, how Ari is or you are, but if we are in agreement with everything that was sent out, there's no reason that we can't move on this tonight.
I still see a few things that people ask questions on that. I think there's probably a few questions we need. That if we wanted to set a time to have it done, go ahead and just say we'll vote on it by next Thursday. I think that might be the best way to do. And it might also save a little. No controversy,
John, if you don't mind. To John's point, I mean, I know that Ryan Deloitte just sent over some updated language to us. I'm very good with this. I think it's everything that we discussed, and I would be fine moving this today as well. We don't have to do anything else.
Something on the agenda to the public over $2.5 million. I think it should be on the agenda for the audience.
If
you wanted to make the motion, we can put it before the board.
So I'd like to make a resolution to accept the contract proposal with the IAFF for the 2021 contract that includes the updated language sent over by President Ron Deloger. And I would ask for a second.
I would second that.
birthday,
Ralph.
On a roll to yeah, hold on just a minute. I want to talk just a minute. You're Robin.
Okay.
Yes, after what we essentially had tentatively agreed on the other night. Now, the thing is the compensation, you know, I want to make sure that we understand the compensation aspect of it. I think we've pretty much got that down as to the acceptance of the small wage increase that we had and a few of the other monetary things. I think that was very clear. Now, the other thing that wasn't very clear, my understanding was from Keith Welch and Ms. Reinhart, she said there's a bunch of changes that we needed to do in the contract. And I'm not sure what those changes are. That's why I wanted to try to take a look at those things. And maybe me and the chief or Mr. Potts and the chief can go over. Chief, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. We're getting ready to vote on accepting the contract here, or the, we have a motion on the table. And there was some, other than the monetary compensation and things like that, there was a few other things that we were talking about voting on, and I don't want any, you know, not have any misunderstanding or anything like that. What was left, I know Ms. Reinhart said she has some concerns about the way the contract was written, and that's good too. We need to clear those up. Now, didn't you also have some concerns there?
Nothing that can be handled at a later time.
Okay. Alrighty, well, if we can do that then, and will you go ahead and get with Ms. Reinhart there too and make sure she's clear on her things. I think there's maybe some technical, some legal things there that need to be corrected, and I think we can do that and combine that in. Now, the main thing, I think, is the monetary and the work agreement, things of that nature. So having said that,
I believe all that stuff's in the language that Ron sent over today, with all the language that the chief wanted.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's all included in there.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you, then. Well, we'll go ahead and just go ahead and vote to approve that. And we won't have to have a special meeting or anything. So, when would you expect that I want to get that thing, you know, our expiration date on this contract is on February 28th, and I want to make sure that we've got this thing pinned down. I don't know when we need to get it back, this, that, and the other. We need some sort of answer back in the FOP. Chief, you might be able to disclosure and tell him that. That I noticed the last time, the last contract we had, we were far behind getting our contract and those and things of that nature. So I don't think we can't get it done next week, but at least we can have an agreement in place, okay? Did you hear me, Chief? Okay. I'll give him a call and get with him. Okay, so Robin, you go ahead and give him a call, okay?
Okay, Ralph.
Hey, Ralph.
John.
John.
Yes.
Ari.
Yes.
That's resolution 2021-037.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, let's see. Next thing, the road department, is Jim Stevens available?
I believe he had to step away, but he did not have anything on the agenda to discuss tonight. So.
Okay. And did he say how his wife is? I know she had some sickness there.
I heard about that, so.
Okay, I forgot to ask you. Okay, thank you. Let's see. Mr. Alex, do you have anything you want to add tonight?
Just one quick thing. I got a call from, I've heard from a couple of the employees that they haven't gotten their reimbursements for the health insurance for well over a month, and that they're getting collection notices on that. So I wanted to flag that for the fiscal office to see if they could provide an update on the timing on when our employees are going to get their reimbursements.
Okay.
Yes, I can tell you. First of all, this is a healthcare reimbursement account. We're not supposed to technically being paid ahead, so if they're behind, that's because they didn't pay and we're supposed to reimburse them after they paid. However, we have sent all of those checks out that were ready in phase one. They were sent out Monday, and the next ones will be sent out tomorrow, assuming that this next appropriation is approved. And we extended the time period because there were people who hadn't turned in their information, and there was also apparently some glitch with the insurance company. Oh, it had to do with the premium, which they never told us wasn't paid, and it's a technical thing that happened, but what they were doing was using every month's premium to pay, and then it ran out in November, and they didn't tell us, and they weren't processing claims, so we didn't have EOBs. I'm sorry, explanations of benefits. So it's just it's a lot of things that happened, but everyone did a great job in getting it straightened out. And we feel that we have a great program now where the staff don't have to even mess with the EOBs. It's all done via their the plan. So it's a very convenient plan now. And it's hopefully it's going to be technically appropriate and follow the guidelines.
Okay. Is there anything else to say?
Sorry, it's on you. No, that's all I had.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Franklin, you're up.
Did we skip the road department?
No, Jim's not.
Is he going to be in tonight on the meeting?
He was on earlier, but had to leave at 7.
Okay. To my fellow trustees, one of the things, and to our residents, I know I've taken several calls in regards to the condition of the Franklin Township roads throughout, I'm going to call it, the winter storms of 2021. And I would like to ask the board, I'd like to do something that I haven't talked to anyone about this other than just myself. We've never done a resolution in recognition of a job well done. The work that, the way these storms came in, every, seems like night through the weekend, our staff was working all day long and then working another 8, 9, 10 hours at night and then 4 hours off and then coming back to work again. I would like to pass a resolution that would read, Franklin, resolution of recognition, Franklin Township Board of Trustees would like to recognize the road department staff for their outstanding diligence in clearing and maintaining roads for the residents of Franklin Township in our past snow events of 2021. We thank you for your countless hours of work to keep the roads safe for our residents of Franklin Township. The Board of Trustees hereby recognizes the following staff members for their outstanding service. Jim Stevens, Hunter Brackwith, James Timmons, and Ryan Phillips. If I got the James and Hunter's name pronounced correctly, if Mr. Potts, if you could correct me on that, I'll make sure that their names are correct on that. I would open this for discussion, and if it sounds like something the board would entertain, I would ask for a second.
I would absolutely support that. And we got the hardest working road crew in Ohio, and I think this is a great thing, Trustee Fleshman, and I would gladly second that.
Okay. We have never recognized, as far as I know, with any resolution, it's the highest honor that the Board of Trustees can give
the police department.
And they poured their heart and soul into this every night, every day. I don't know how they did it. I don't know how in the world they could stay awake and do everything as safely as they did. And the phone calls that I've got, one phone call in particular, it was a message, and I copied it and sent it over to Jim because the gentleman says, I'm always calling and complaining. This is one time I'm calling and saying thank you. So to me, that right there said it all to me, that we have a person that recognizes when they call, it's usually with a problem, and this time they called with a compliment, and they were very impressed.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Ari.
Yes.
Thank you. Resolution 2021-038.
Mr. Chairman, I'm asking that this would stay as a resolution due to that's the highest honor that we can give as
that's
making
fine.
A resolution.
Yep. That sounds good to me. Yeah, Mark just made a note that I need to stop that along with others.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, the second thing that I have is we still need to, I know it's coming up, Mary has a resolution, I read through it, went through it with Pete, our counsel with Pete Riggs. With the board, I'm open for discussion. We need to see about setting a time for the pay of the trustees as well as the fiscal department or the officer, Mary Reinhart. And go ahead, sir. I understand, but what I'm asking is I want a discussion before we get to that.
Okay,
I did read over it. I did go over it with Pete. I personally am, with what Pete had given me back, was not in favor of the language. It's pretty simple language. Either we can do per diem, which I don't see a need for us to be doing it per diem, or we do the annual salary, which is 12 equal pays. The thing that we need to do is just set a date that it's going to be done. I would recommend if we can't do it before, I will recognize Mary Reinhart's issues with that and concur that we can't, that date isn't going to work for her and her department. So I would ask the board that we would set it on the first of every month. That way there's no concerns about who any days worked before, after, or et cetera. And then that way it's set as a for the rest of the season or rest of the year for 2021. And
John, I got a question for you, if you don't mind.
Okay.
That should have been in place just from the previous year's resolution. We didn't do anything to change that, so I think that the fiscal office was in violation by not going by the previous resolution that was already in place. And the second thing is, I thought maybe the last meeting, I thought we had passed a resolution to just go on the same pay schedule as all the other employees. We get paid every 2 weeks or whatever. Was there a problem with that? I don't know.
It wasn't recognized. I don't know why. I was told it was illegal, but I wasn't told anything until after I asked. The board passed a resolution, and then we didn't hear anything, and then the date came and went.
Well, yeah. First of all, I think, we set the policy. It's the board that does that. So that should have been in place. But, yeah, I mean, like, what,
we need a schedule. I'm 100% with you on this. Like,
if we just set a, if we set a date, like that, there's nothing wrong with the first. The
president of the United States. Let's do it.
Yeah, the president of the United States get paid on the first. The county commissioners get paid on the first. Our military gets paid on the first. So what I would do is like to make a resolution for the year of 2021, the remaining year, that the trustees, the board of trustees, as well as the fiscal department, our fiscal officer, will be paid in 12 equal payments. I got a smoke detector going. Hang on a second. Oh, there we go. Stay off. Hang on a second. That I'll start this again. I'd like to make a resolution that for the remainder of 2021, the trustee, the board of trustees and elected officials thereof will be paid annually 12 equal pays per year, which will start on the this next month on the first of every month. Tonight, and then if it's not followed, then we'll go to step two.
Okay.
I mean, I have. You know, when I go to do whatever I do for Franklin Township, I have no clue at this time when I'm going to get paid or if I am going to get paid. I mean, that's just the reality is, so I don't even factor that into my monthly payments right now. I figure whatever the, you know, state or somebody decides to give it to me, they will.
If we can move on this, sir, we've got a second. If we can go to a roll call, Mr. Chairman, I just want to say in the chat, Ms. Watkins said she'd like to make a comment. Okay, and gentlemen, with all due respect, we've made a series, when I mean we, the Board of Trustees have made a series of resolutions throughout 2021 trying to identify when you're going to get paid, and I'm not challenging you on that, but we can't seem to come to a common ground, and so this is where we continue to have these conversations. I have two things I need to say. One, I hope we can come to common ground with the fiscal office, and the second piece of it, as I've asked you in the past, I have a reputation in this community, so if you have an issue with the fiscal office, please identify who you have the issue with, because I take faith in payroll. I work very hard with payroll, and I want everyone to be happy with their payroll, and I feel like this is a place that we're not happy, and so I need you to know that this is not a Robin problem, okay? I'm doing the best I can to execute payroll and in respect of my supervisor, who is the fiscal officer. So I need for the board, I'm asking, and of our fiscal officer, that we have to come in harmony if we're going to get this date right for the board. Because that's my goal, is for you to be happy on your pay date. But I hate the challenge back and forth every 2 weeks. So thank you, gentlemen.
I'm exactly where you're at, Robin, and I have no clue on what to say anymore. So, and I don't know as a, if another resolution or anything, and I'm not, you know, no due respect, disrespect for anyone. I'm not talking about my fellow trustees or my fellow fiscal officer or you or anyone else. At this point in time, there is a specified time for us to get the paychecks. That was specified and voted on at the last meeting. Now, just to remind everybody, now this is on a call on something like this, I'm not going to make any call on it without a know him. Right on it, and it was by the prosecutor's office and our legal counsel. Our pay, the trustee's pay days can be any time from the first of the month to the last of the month, or any time in between, or two times. And we said that two times, we have a resolution on board now that we're going to have to, withdraw and make a new one. So it just sounds like a terrible frustration thing here, which would be no issue at all. So I don't care. I mean, however we do it, I don't want to cause any problems for anyone. If that's more convenient, and that seemed to be the thing that was said in the last meeting, seemed to be that two pays a month, which set in, just flow right in with the regular payroll. And it makes sense to me. I like the suggestion. Get it on, get it over with. But I don't care if there is a
Chairman Homburn, you have been talking, all of you have been talking for half an hour and have remained quiet. I was planning on discussing this in my section, and of course, it appears that Mr. Fleshman wanted to try to jump the gun before you had the background information on this. So you're trying to make a decision when you don't have knowledge. And I have contacted the county prosecutor. I am
We are working on this. I would like to have this tabled until I get the response from the county prosecutor. And that is by the legislation.
Okay. So I don't know.
I don't want to handle anything if the previous resolution is going to continue to be ignored. The school officer does not set policy. Like, the policy is set by us. We have passed the resolution. If the fiscal officer is unwilling to execute the policy that we set, that is a violation. We will continue to pass resolutions to set policy here, and if they're not being followed, that's the problem.
I will not do something illegal. And that is
but the fiscal officer is already doing something illegal by not following the previous resolution that we had from the prior year. By not paying anyone on time based on the prior resolution, that was illegal.
He has to pay 12 equal payments, and they are to be paid after the job is done. That was taught to me in UAN training in March of last year. I sent a letter or email to the trustees telling them what I had found out in the UAN meeting and that my plan was to change that, but I did not do it the first year to try to, because I had plenty of other things to tackle, but it is a violation in the fact that if a person should die or become incapacitated and they have been paid, but let's say they pass away, then it is a matter of the state, and it can take anywhere from 1 to 3 years to get paid, and it would be a citation against the fiscal officer and the fiscal officer's bond, and the fiscal officer would be personally liable for anything that had been prepaid, which is what you were doing, was prepaying. And how many people in the community get paid before they're only halfway through the job? That's what was happening.
I mean, if the fiscal officer would spend less time following up on with the prosecutor and everyone else on when payments happen like this, and actually maybe spend some time to do the minutes, maybe we wouldn't have to spend 30 minutes talking about the minutes in the first place.
That's from the record, just as my comment. This is much worse than the comment I made. So let's be careful here.
So, Mr. Chairman, we have a combination ground. So if we go on the first and we make another resolution because it was told to us it's illegal, if we try to work with Ms. Reinhart, we make it on the first. Again, we're resolution. And then if it doesn't work out, it doesn't get followed, then we go to, we follow what Pete's plan is.
We make the
resolution.
Let's go ahead and close the discussion down. We already have the resolution on the table, and I believe that was
Mr.
Alex,
is that correct?
It was made by Trustee Fleshman, and I second it. Yes, and then you forget that all four of us are elected officials, and the fiscal office has the right to run their department appropriately and prudently and according to the law.
Really? I have no idea what the law says about it now. And I've asked for a majority of the board to make a vote. This is something I think is important enough. We should have took a few minutes out and discussed it. Not in the public meeting, but discussed it, and everybody got their head satisfied. So,
And I've turned it into the county prosecutor, and I'm waiting for that response.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, if we could go to a vote and then move on.
I think we just need to go ahead to the vote, and this way we'll have two resolutions on board. So, Robin, if you just go ahead and ask for a roll call, and I guess, standing resolution for the first of the month. I'm asking the trustees now.
You got that correct, sir. If we can move forward with this resolution as our council has instructed me.
Okay.
Okay, Ralph.
Okay. Okay. Yes, Robert.
John.
Yes.
Ari.
Yes.
Gentlemen, one more thing. I don't mean to interrupt, but are we rescinding the resolution from the last meeting about the bi-weekly? I just want to make sure the records are straight.
Rob.
Yes, sir? Okay, so we're just going to amend? Is that what we're doing, amending?
No, this would just supersede.
Okay. So this is Resolution 2021-039, which is stating that the elected officials of Franklin Township will have selected the first day of each month to be their pay date beginning on March 1st of 2021.
That is correct.
Okay, Resolution 2021-039.
Okay, are we done?
Sir, I think the only other thing that I have is, again, I wanted to thank the road department, all of our departments, our fire department. You know, any time we think of the roads are clear for ourselves and et cetera, it's really spokes to the wheel. You know, our fire department are called on to be there, and you think it's dicey driving on ice and snow, try pulling several thousand pounds of water behind you, or trying to get somewhere on icy roads as safe as possible, and other people seem to get in your way, so... And then we have our police department that, the same thing. They have to be out there on the roads constantly traveling, and they've worked hand-in-hand with the road department being able to say when, you know, hey, it's getting slippery out here. They let the road department know when they need to possibly come in. So a lot of our departments all deserve a recognition of doing a great job, and I'm glad to say that I'm a board member of Franklin Township, and it's wonderful to hear that if you live in Franklin Township, you know that you have these great services. So with that, I'm finished, sir, and I thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Professor. Alrighty, let's see. We move on. I think the balance, pretty much the balance of the meeting. Yes, well, Miss Ryan Hart, let's see, supplemental. I think so would be on the second page, Miss Ryan Hart, if you're following on the agenda there, which is where we're at. If you want to pick up resolution 2021-30, so that's where we're at.
A resolution to provide supplemental appropriations, this is number one for the year, for the period commencing January 1, 2021 and ending December 31, 2021. Whereas it is necessary to provide for the current expenses and other expenses of Franklin Township, Franklin County during the year ending December 31, 2021, and whereas the annual appropriations resolution 2020-238 for the period from January 1 through December 31, 2021 needs amended, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Township Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Section 1, the fiscal officer is hereby authorized to increase appropriations as presented in Exhibit 1, hereto attached. It's fairly lengthy, but what it is doing is increasing funds to the general fund administrative other expenditures, gasoline tax funds, same thing, and bridge fund, district fund, fire levy fund, and police levy fund. Basically, this is dividing up the premium that was due
in March of 2019 and did not get paid by the former fiscal officer, and it resulted in an increase of appropriations of $75,300. Is there a motion?
Yes.
Yeah. Good. We have a motion to that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
John?
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
The next one is Resolution 2021-031. Whereas it is necessary to provide, this is the appropriations number two for this year. Whereas it is necessary to provide for the current expenses and other expenses of Franklin Township, Franklin County during the year ending December 31, 2021, and whereas the annual appropriation resolution 2020-238 for the period from January 1 through December 31 needs amended, and whereas the March 2019 medical mutual health insurance premium was unpaid by the former fiscal officer, and whereas this expenditure was unknown and therefore accounted for in the various department funds affecting the 2021 budget. Section 1, the first officer is hereby authorized to increase appropriations as presented in Exhibit 1 in appropriations number 2, to meet the additional expenditure of $16,500. So this is Phase 2 of the HRA reimbursement.
So those are paid in two. Two separate payments each year, is that correct?
No, actually what happened, these are the 2020 health reimbursement account payments that we're making directly to the staff.
Okay.
I finished the time from September 17th when Linda stopped taking care of these through December 30th. And we had a group that came in on time, and that was the first phase, and the other ones were later, that was the second phase.
Okay, I understand. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's go ahead. Could we ask for a resolution?
Okay,
thank you.
Ralph?
Ralph? Yes, ma'am. Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, the next resolution is 2021-032. This is a resolution authorizing the payment of a past obligation for health care reimbursement account appropriations and funds for payment. The Board of Trustees funds, I'll just go down to the end here. Whereas if the amount exceeds $3,000, the fiscal officer shall obtain authorization by resolution from the governing board. And whereas the township has received a summary from Medical Mutual for health care reimbursement account benefits to be reimbursed in 2020 that exceeds $3,000, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Township Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County. Section 1. The fiscal officer is authorized to pay the outstanding obligation with designated employees per the fiscal final Phase 2 table dated February 24, 2021, via separate check for a cumulative amount of $9,517.64 for HR benefits provided in 2020. Now, let me help you understand this. These are all fairly connected, so it's hard to tell the difference. The first two are giving the appropriation, and this one is one that is connected to a prior one that was number 29 in another meeting. So the first one was around $37,000. This one's almost $10,000. So they had a total of about $47,000 in HRA benefits. The others were appropriations moving the funds from accounts so we could accommodate each of these by department.
Yes.
I think I understand.
That's yes, that's the resolution, please.
I'll second.
Okay, thank you.
Ralph?
Robin?
Yes, Ralph?
Yes, ma'am.
John?
John?
Yes.
Ari.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Final resolution 2021-033, salary method of compensation for township trustees. This entire resolution comes directly. I did not change any words other than adding the whereas and the ands. This is exactly out of the Ohio Revised Code section 505.24 and out of the Ohio Attorney General 92-003 and Ohio Attorney General 99-015. And 79-006 and 99-015, and then again it would be ORC 505.24. Whereas, in 505.24C, Ohio Revised Code requires by unanimous vote, a board of township trustees may adopt a method of compensation of township elected officer consisting of an annual salary to be paid in equal monthly payments, and whereas if the office of trustee is held by more than one person during any calendar year, each person holding the office shall receive payments for only those months and any fractions of those months during which the person holds the office. And whereas the amount of annual salary approved by the board shall be no more than the maximum amount that could be received annually by a trustee if the trustee were paid on a per diem basis as specified in this division, and shall be paid from the township's from other township funds in such proportions as the board may specify by resolution. And whereas each trustee shall certify the percentage of time spent working on matters to be paid from the township's general fund and from other township funds in such proportions as the kinds of services performed. And whereas the board of township trustees that has adopted a salary method of compensation will return to a method of compensation on a per diem basis as specified in this division by a majority vote. And whereas any change in the method of compensation shall be effective on the first day of January of the year during which the board has voted to change the method of compensation. And whereas township trustees' salaries are limited to 200 days annually and the amount of compensation varies from the township budget as per the township budget compensation table set forth in ORC 505.24. Whereas the budget means a request filed with the budget commission by the taxing authority interpreted as the amount of money that the budget commission certifies that the trustees of the township would have available for expenditures during the fiscal year, as shown in its latest amended official certificate of estimated resources and any amended certificates issued by the county budget commission, OAG 92392 and 99015. And whereas the compensation of township trustee would be controlled by a budget increase as amended and supplemented, and not the original budget adopted by the trustees, assuming that an amended certificate of estimated resources has been obtained from the budget commission recognizing this additional revenue. Whereas the per diem of the trustee for the remainder of the year is that established by statute for the higher budgetary level, and will receive the higher salary only from the date the county auditor approved the amended certificate. And whereas the annual salary will be increased on the effective date of the budget increase to the salary for the higher compensation bracket. This increase must be prorated for the portion of the year remaining after the effective date of the increase and will not result in a retroactive payment for the portion of the year already served. And whereas trustees on a per diem basis may be paid for work actually done in the service of the township and properly presented to the fiscal officer, therefore an ill trustee who cannot work could not be paid. But trustees compensated on a salary basis could receive salary payments during despite an illness. And whereas in the event that a trustee should die, resign, or otherwise vacate his or her office in the course of his or her term, the successor could draw his or her per diem to the full statutory limit. And whereas, if the salary method of payment is used, each person holding the office may receive payments for only those months and any fractions thereof during which he or she holds the office. For the trustees in the office, any adjustment necessary as to his or her compensation may be made in his or her final payment. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Township Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Section 1, the fiscal officer is authorized to pay the trustees, township trustees on a salary basis effective January 1, 2021 forward. And just before I asked for a motion, all this is doing is trying to fulfill a guideline and educate and also point out how things work when there is like a change in budget or a someone doesn't complete a month, and that you would have, there has to be a final payment that you would take the money that they, for let them didn't work, you can take it out as final payment. So it's time to have money that's owed to the township. That's what I'm getting at, that you really can't prepay. And we are supposed to have this document, and I cannot find it ever.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to call Brandon Holden and ask him to speak to me. I'm just going to see what it's about. In all fairness, in most of the South, you live a mile there and have sleepy, but I think, you may have some calls to the stuff. Yeah, but I don't want to get any. Yes, go ahead.
Will you please call that for a vote, see if it dies, lack of a second, so that we follow protocol?
Actually, what I was trying to say was that this is just the law, and actually, we didn't have to vote on it. I'm just trying to help you recognize it.
We voted on it to adopt our first of the month favor, correct?
This is about salaries. This is not about first of the month. This is just about...
We don't set law at the township, and if it already is the law, then we should just be following that. There's no way to pass this resolution, so...
What I'm trying to say is, it's not about... It's about having to choose whether you're a salary or per diem. It's never been done by the township. It's only
so
been...
You just said that we don't need to do that, but we're just trying to...
No, we have to decide.
That's what you just said.
No, you have to decide if you want to be salary or hourly.
Yeah, and we need that in this resolution.
You talked about the day you wanted to be paid.
The resolution reads that we would be paid 12 equal payments. That is it's not going to be per diem.
Okay, before we got into all this disagreement and everything, we had a standing resolution. The standing resolution was, and never to my knowledge, I know I haven't been involved with it, has never been, dissolved or taken away. What do you call that?
It has not been replaced.
I guess that's what I'm looking for. So, formally, the way I see this, and from looking at it, what a little legal experience I have, the resolution that is already in place from the past, it would still be an active and a viable resolution. And
you're absolutely right, Chairman.
So,
you're absolutely right.
Now, having said that, that resolution has been in place forever. I don't know how long it's been. I've been going to meetings down there for 15 years or more, and it's always been the trustees got to pay on the last pay period of each month, period.
Okay, I that's not the argument I'm trying to make. We don't need to rehash it.
I'm
not being clear. I'm just saying that there is a statute that says, and the statute is the number that I gave you, that says trustees are supposed to determine whether they want to be salaried or per diem. And all the rest of that was information that's in that statute and in the Ohio Journal of General Information.
Right.
It's not saying, it's not saying when you're being paid. It's saying
that's the point. We've already done this. If we can move on, please. We've already established this.
I agree. We should run to the next item. Yeah, see that? Yeah.
I'm done.
The board is reorganized. You know, it's either you say yay, the same way, or you don't even have to say anything. If you don't vote on it,
then you didn't vote. Mr. Chairman, if I may, a second, last comment on this.
Yeah.
But the point is basically, we're coming up with a difference between one department and another.
Yeah.
One department is not recognizing the Board of Trustees and their obligations as well as their authority. It comes down to authority. No matter how many ways we read this, nine different ways, the authority is not recognized. The authority is not, there is no recognition whatsoever there. So no matter what we say we do, we're wasting a lot of time on this. We
have
a resolution. We move on. And we take it to the next step if it's not followed.
There's no respect.
Is not there. And that's what's lacking, is because obviously it wants to be done my way and not their way.
I do not want to get a placement in a he said, she said thing. The law is the law, and the law is on the books, a resolution. Was passed years ago in the past that that's the way that the trustees would be paid. Now, I haven't taken the time or gone back to see when it was passed or anything like that, but I'm sure it's been a long time that they made the decision that they wanted their paycheck at the last pay period of each month. Here's the tip. It's been that way forever. And it's still on the books as such. So, I don't know, you can go ahead and challenge whatever you want to, but if there's a law put in place and it's not rescinded, that's the word I was looking for a while ago. If it's not rescinded or canceled or that type of thing and voted on by a majority board, that's the reason the trustees, there's three, and there's a reason there's three of them. There's a purpose for everything. There's three, and the majority board, two out of three, has got to vote for when you get paid.
We're not being recognized as the Board of Trustees, so, you know, we can go round and round. It just basically comes down to, I'm not recognizing it, and I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Well, that's actually something that could be debated, too, and I don't want to go down that road, that's for sure. So anyway, as far as I'm concerned, okay, you guys, so we'll turn in that resolution. I think, Pete, once we get that resolution typed up and done, send it to Pete, let him view it, do this, do that. I'm not saying anything else about my paycheck. I'll just turn it in to Pete and say, Pete, here's what we did. Are we right or wrong? When do we get paid? Period. That's all I'm going to do.
If you read your email, and you will see the comments back from Pete's office today that I forwarded this resolution over to him, and I'm following his guidelines on this.
That's he did the right thing. Already, well, let's see, do we have anything else? Marco, we still got you. Are you still here?
I am here, Mr. Chairman. All I have to do... 2 weeks ago at the last meeting, I had Eric Coble from Revolution Group in talking about the necessity to put new firewalls into our IT system, for lack of a better way to say it. And it wasn't moving. It was pretty much just informational. So there's been prepared a resolution to approve the installation of new firewall system at Township Facilities by Revolution Group.
Mm-hmm.
I can read that if you would like.
It's a long thing. I'm about done here.
Yep. whereas the implementation of the new firewall systems at the Township Hall and Frank Road and the fire station on Sullivan Avenue would improve internet and security functions for the township, and whereas the installation of the new system is needed to improve internet and security functions for the township, be it resolved that the group approves an expenditure not to exceed $5,000 based on the board, I should say, approves an expenditure not to exceed $5,000 based on the quote of $4,268.76 to allow Revolution Group to do such work for the township based on their quote and documents provided.
Mr. Chairman, I would second that.
Okay. Nobody made the motion, first of all, I don't think, John. But you said you did excited.
So how about if we so move on that motion?
I'll second John's motion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
all right.
Ralph?
Problem.
Ralph? Yes, Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
And that's resolution 2021-040.
So I have Mr. Chairman, and as you go to questions, Ms. Cheney is on the line, and she's asked to speak.
Oh, hi,
Cheney. Okay, I just had a couple questions. First off, how is the fire truck moving to where it has to go for the paint job?
Well, having seen more questions, then I guess I'll go ahead and call
Mark, I'll see you tomorrow on some of this stuff. You've got the notes, I hope, on what we need to discuss, and we'll get some answers on a few things, okay?
Okay, I'll see you afternoon when you get it.
Alrighty, sir. That sounds fine. So, having said that, I'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting. Thank you.